Thank you, and good evening, everyone, and thank you for having me here. It really is a privilege to speak to such an esteemed audience of leaders and policymakers at a time when AI is reshaping the world at an unprecedented pace. I have to confess, I've had a complicated relationship with the governance of AI and data. At times, I was allergic to it. Many people in governance roles seem disconnected from the technology itself, its practical applications, and the real-world risks. Risks were often presented to me in a catastrophic manner, without an assessment of the probability or the materiality of risks, or they were purely theoretical. Instead of enabling innovation, governance was seen to slow things down with layers of bureaucracy, complexity, and red tape. My position changed when I experienced firsthand what happens when AI governance is neglected. I led a major cloud AI and data migration program for a FTSE 50 company that was delivering 500 million of value over the medium term plan, 500 million. We were ahead of target, moving at pace, and then we weren't. In the midst of this transformation, we detected and self-reported a significant cybersecurity risk that could have exposed the personal information of 20 million customers, but we caught it in time. But imagine the moment when I had to stand in front of the board and explain that we needed to pause one of the major strategic programs for this FTSE 50 company. You can picture how well that went down. Despite having top-tier internal teams, highly paid consultants, and a leading cloud provider on our side, the review uncovered four critical security risks and numerous medium to low ones. The result, a six-month delay in one of the major programs that was one of the top three programs for the business. So this experience taught me something invaluable that I see on the many boards that I work with at the moment. I think boards have two fears. They're terrified of an AI catastrophe, but yet equally afraid of missing out, of being left at the back of the pack. They're caught between letting the genie out of the bottle and locking it away forever. Their job, and my job, and indeed I think all of our jobs as policy leaders and policymakers and leaders, is to strike the right balance between strategy, risk, and resource allocation, which is what I think boards should really focus on and policymakers. So how do we approach AI governance in a way that enables innovation rather than stifling it? How do we ensure AI is an accelerator, not a brake? So there are a number of things I think we need to think about in terms of boards and policymaking. There are five things that I think good AI governance will deliver. One is helping to shape strategic direction. When it works well, AI governance aligns with corporate values, regulatory requirements, and long-term strategic goals. It helps organizations build ethical, compliant, and sustainable AI. Second is empowering responsible AI. It's not just about policies, it's about people. Through training and education and upskilling, AI governance ensures that employees understand how to use AI safely and responsibly, fostering a culture of trust and ethical AI deployment. Third is measuring value and ROI. In my view, AI governance done well provides clear frameworks for tracking AI investments, measuring ROI, and ensuring that AI initiatives deliver real business and societal value. In many of the organizations that I work with, we look at four levers of value. Is it going to drive more revenue? So, for example, can I build a propensity model that's going to find the best customers or prospects for my B2B teams? Is it going to make me more efficient? Can I reduce cost? Can I, for example, optimize my field force teams? And yes, we've seen examples of that where we take 20% of the cost out, and by the way, also take 39,000 tons of CO2 emissions out per year at the same time. So being able to measure not just the business value, but the societal value is really, really important. Third value lever is around customer experience, citizen experience, patient experience. Can I use, for example, I've seen examples where we built intelligent pairing models where we connect the right customer to the right call center agent. Why? Because we know that they get a better experience. And by the way, we also get better upsell and cross-sell capability. Fourth area of value is around risk mitigation and management. So all the things you'd expect around fraud detection, cybersecurity threats, but also things like looking at a 300-page document for an organization that might operate in 180 different jurisdictions and being able to pull out the contract obligations in a matter of seconds. The fourth area where I think it's really important in terms of governance going right is around driving adoption. By offering a holistic view of AI activities across the organization, governance presents duplication, identifies opportunities, and accelerates adoption. It should be a coordinated effort and not a fragmented experiment, in my view. And I see too many examples of fragmented rogue experiments. The final one is around enabling smarter decisions. Good governance frameworks help organizations to make informed buy versus build decisions, assess vendors, mitigate risks, and ensure that AI procurement aligns with evolving legal and ethical standards. And it was really good to see the focus on the AI opportunities plan in this area around procurement, for example. One of the things we did at BT was we formed a cross-functional team to create a responsible AI framework. The teams that were involved were the policy teams, the regulatory teams, the data protection office, of course my team leading data and AI, the research teams, all involved in figuring out a framework for responsibly but radically driving business value. And it was based on four principles that align to the 2023 framework that the government issued in terms of all regulators should adhere to. The first one, it had to be fair, had to be for good, had to be accountable, and had to be transparent. Those were the four key principles. And all AI models, all existing AI models, all new AI models, all had to be evaluated along those four principles. So I'm a bit of a speed geek. Let me put it this way. I see AI as a Formula One car, a McLaren, delivering mind-blowing performance, the most technically accomplished technology that we have at the moment, but only when handled by a skilled driver, like Lando Norris. I was really disappointed that he didn't get the Grand Prix last year, but he came really close. He needs to be supported by an expert pit crew, but also people back at the factory. It needs powerful brakes, robust safety measures, and well-defined rules of the track. And crucially, it needs an engaged audience. Public input to shape the future is really, really important. So for me, AI governance is not a bureaucratic set of roadblocks. It's a finely tuned safety and performance system that allows us to go faster with confidence and with fewer crashes. So let's not be paralyzed by fear, nor reckless in our ambition. Instead, let's drive AI forward safely, strategically, and at speed.